Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna?
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool. Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
I need to hear all about my girls' weekend.
Let's just say Coachella weekend one has ceased. I was there. Oh, Bowen. So Bowen and I are going to... We're going to have an herbal refreshment while we talk about Coachella. We're both exhausted.
It's smoke hour.
It's smoke hour today on Coach. I just walked in from, I think, one of the best weekends of my life.
I'm so happy to hear.
The only thing that was missing was my sister.
Shut up.
No, I'm not even kidding. You would have loved this so much. I don't know why I thought on the outset that, like, for some reason, I thought this year wasn't going to give. Every single day was, from the second you got there to the second you left, saturated with just the best vibes ever.
Activity, spectacle.
Yeah. I mean, especially even just yesterday, we walk in, like, we saw your girls Flo.
Oh my God, Flo.
They gave everything. They have this song called There's a Reason Why I Walk Like This. That's just about... They're this R&B pop group, y'all, that kind of throw back to, you know, the early days of, like, Destiny's Child, etc. They're kind of giving you that, like, Y2K R&B pop sound. They have a song that is called Walk Like This that is just, like, if you're wondering why I walk this way, it's because I'm getting plowed so hard
right. And
so often that I walk funny.
The best just got plowed song since Side to Side, you would say, by Ariana Grande?
I would say without question. I would say without question. And it was really, we're just sitting there and I brought a bunch of people that did not know them. I just knew they were your girls. So we had to go represent.
Of course.
By the way, they had some belts in harmony that were.
Oh, yeah.
Unreal. But we were living at the lyrics. I mean, there's a reason why I walk like this. Mm. And it's really so specific about how the dick do it.
The dick do it. Can I just throw in some quick Wicked BTS?
Oh, yeah.
In between takes, catch me, Ari and Jonathan Bailey singing, I'm a put your shit in a cardboard box. Changing my number and I'm changing the locks.
Could you three figure out the harmonies? Because I bet you could. It's just about if you had enough downtime to figure out who's holding down the bass.
No, I wouldn't say any of the three of us are professional singers. So we did not do that. I'm certainly not.
Bowen?
Those two certainly are.
You have proficiency as a singer.
Proficiency? That's what... That is aspirational. Proficiency is something we should aspire to more, and that's a rule of culture. What number is that, Matt?
That's rule of culture number 94. Proficiency is something we should aspire to. I mean, all we really want is to be able to go up there and say we can do the thing we were hired to do.
And be exactly on the mark and not exceed anyone's expectations, including our own.
Including our own. I will say each and every performer at Coachella did exceed expectations.
Of course they did.
First of all, it's been said, like, on this podcast to her face, Renee Rapp on the outdoor stage yesterday was such a moment. Not only was it a Garnier Fructis ad in terms of hair, she looked unfucking believable. The L Word original cast introduced her. Reunited.
Oh my God. Reunited.
And the creator.
I knew about that beforehand.
I actually did too. Like, it was sort of creeping around.
An open secret.
It was the queer...
scuttlebutt.
Queer telephone. Queer scuttlebutt.
Title of ep, Queer Scuttlebutt.
Queer Scuttlebutt. I love that, Bo. Her live singing is unfucking believable.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Then we went right from that into Victoria Monet. Bowen.
You know my feelings about Victoria Monet. If Flo are my girls, Victoria Monet is the Madonna, my Madonna in the classic, like, Christian sense, like my Donna.
100%. Yeah. My Donna. She's my Donna. It's actually real culture.
My
number,
lady.
Number 95. Victoria Monet is my Donna.
Madonna. Is my Donna. My
is
lady.
Madonna. Wait, Notre Dame. Apostrophe Donna. Madonna. Like Madonna.
The lady. I just saw little snippets that you guys took from that set, from her set. And
oh,
it seems
my
so
God.
Fun.
She was dancing, fuck, like, and here's the thing, like, executing every single second. She looked great. Her vibe was so incredible. Everyone in the audience beaming, so excited to be there to see the current fucking reigning best new artist. Like, she was playing in the Mojave tent at sunset, which is this, like,
the light.
Really great vibe. Oh, the light was so incredible. She was amazing. Her, like, and she just, every song is interesting. You know what I mean? It's not even just, like, fun. Like, every song is, like, really unique.
It's beyond the hooks. It's greater than the sum of its parts in terms of the hooks. It's like, look, I told you she can do it all. Write songs, dance, sing. What more could you want? And the only note that I have for her is I wish she would show some love to Coastin because BTS on the set of Fire Island. She did it? Oh,
she
thank
did
God. Because I thought she like she released it as a one-off and I was like, maybe she doesn't like it as much as her other stuff. I love that song.
North, South, East, West, baby.
West
and
Coast.
We were and there was another song called like Smoke. Which we all, like, literally everyone just whipped out their blunt to the Mojave tent.
That's
and
a
was
great
just, it was.
What a great hook.
It's amazing. Literally, that's what I'm saying.
Every time we smoke.
Yep. And by the way, on the back wall, it was just blunts flying through the air, like in her visuals. Everyone was just living life. She destroyed. And then what I would also say is, I've always thought of it as fuck music. It is also party music. Like Jaguar
Victoria?
Should be at every wedding.
absolutely.
If I had my druthers, any event I have, Jaguar is going to be what gets people up on their feet. I'm sorry to Bruno Mars. We've heard it.
Jaguar 2? You just mean the whole Jaguar ethos?
I mean the song Jaguar.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That whole album, though.
I mean... Top to bottom.
Top to bottom. She has an interlude called Big Boss on that album, on the first Jaguar.
Don't I know it.
Big Boss, like $1,000 bill. Ah! I love Victoria. Fire Island this past summer, what was I playing in the bed? Like when we were just like idling in bed, I was playing Jaguar 2 the entire time.
Yeah.
I love that album.
No, she's...
Fuck! I love Victoria. I'm so
happy. We have to go see her.
Can I just say, like... So easy for my diseased brain to like watch the Coachella stuff, be a little jealous. I was so thrilled, happy for everyone who was there, including you. I mean, like, I feel like with you, it's like I immediately would turn the jealousy into like, oh, wait, my sister's having fun. But that filter wasn't even there in the first place for me. I was just watching you have such a blast. You looked great. Dave looked great. Jared looked great. Steven looked great. Patrick looked great. Was that Noah Cyrus with you? Who was that woman?
No, that was the iconic Bianca.
Bianca? She's a dead ringer for Noah Cyrus, as if she's her mother.
She's Steven's bestie, and we were all on an extremely high vibe. And it was like, I just have to say, I think last year was my first time ever going, and I was also in a certain state of mind last year when I went.
And you were with a group of people, God bless them, that you weren't totally familiar with. And that makes, it's Fire Island rules. It all depends on who you go with.
Yeah. And so basically, like, I remember last year being like, and also what I'll say is the weather was perfect this year. And last year, it was so fucking brutal hot, which is a risky run. Last year, I was like, I can see myself not coming if I didn't love the lineup. I am so happy I went. And now I'm the kind of person that's like, I think I might go every year to that. Because it's just worth it. It is so worth it when you see, first of all, we haven't even talked about the fact, and I can't even believe I didn't mention this, which is honestly a compliment to Renee Rapp, how good she was. Kesha came out and they did TikTok.
That's amazing.
And that maybe was a top three moment of the whole thing.
Right.
And I haven't even gotten to all this other shit. Like,
We have huge news for the Raiders Kids Club as this finalist about a certain artist who was one of the headliners. And we will go into her and her career and her story very soon.
Listen, I just want to say Kesha and Renee doing TikTok was such a vibe moment. They changed the lyrics to wake up in the morning like fuck P. Diddy, which felt very good. And just that happening, like broad strokes, like no doubt, that was incredible. Like every song hit. Gwen felt like Gwen.
Gwen.
You know what I mean? Gwen felt like Gwen Stefani up there.
She hasn't felt like Gwen in a while.
I mean, she was so Gwen that she snot rocketed on stage. I texted you this.
You told me that. I went, wow.
I don't know if it was allergies or she had gone back for some touch-ups or something.
I'm snot rocketing now, but only because of allergies, not drugs.
But do you think you would do it on a big screen in front of...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, with 75,000 people? You would snot rocket.
I snot rocket a little in mixed companies sometimes, and I forget. It's such... Because I'm thinking this now. This is very top of mind now because allergies are crazy. This is a 79-degree day in New York today. Beautiful weather, but the pollen is out, and I could...
Oh,
I don't
really
think someone need Claritin and Zyrtec because you need to do your fucking job.
Yeah, get together.
Claritin and Zyrtec cannot quiet quit on us. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Show up, clock in.
Yeah.
Don't dilly-dally. Don't scroll on your phone all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really disappointed in Claritin and Zyrtec, but I would snot rocket in public. What was Olivia like?
First of all, Gwen says, Olivia Rodrigo! Like, said it, kind of like threw it away. I'm like, did she just say Olivia Rodrigo? Because that would be... And then I saw it was totally her. Scott got it first. So I turned and like watched our friends and the crowd. I watched it hit them. And that was really fun. I mean, again, like those kinds of collabs were happening all across
at
the
every
board.
Show.
When, and let me just, I'm saving her for last because it really was the turning point of the moment for me. But like, I walked away from this, but fucking Will Smith came out during J Balvin's set and they did Men in Black. We missed Shakira drop in on a show. We missed Katy Perry drop in on a show. We missed, I mean, it's unbelievable at any given time, like who's just there.
Of course. And like, I totally have no issue with it being like the standard thing to do at Coachella. Just like surprise drop in guest.
Yeah.
But there has been a lot written about the exceptional thing. And this might dovetail nicely into what we want to talk about for a bit. Between No Doubt and Olivia and Lana and Billy, like those were the two exceptions where it wasn't like younger upstart bringing in like
legend. Yeah.
It was like mother bringing daughter on.
Yes.
And that is very cool and interesting. And it just seemed like a very, yeah, for all the people who've written this year's set off, including us, this year's lineup off, I feel like it was a very cool, compelling, newsworthy Coachella year.
Yeah. I mean, let's just say, first of all, there's other things on my mind. Like, I want to just shout out Bleachers because they were unreal. And Jack Antonoff, you are
a king.
He really
a king
is.
For all time.
He really is a king. Like, that boy is a rock star. And I didn't know he was such an incredible performer.
A musical genius, incredible performer. You know, he's just, but he is like all of these things and he is comfortably all of these things that he has known. There's never been any sweat on Jack's face.
No, except the beautiful sweat on his body during the set. And he was looking like a king. I was like, this man has every girl here if he wants them. Like, it was like all the Katies were at Bleachers.
That's cute.
And I met you guys and I loved it. And we were all saying that's the king right there. I just couldn't, I could not be a bigger fan of Jack Antonoff, especially after that. So,
okay.
Wait, Billy and Lana.
Talk about it.
Euphoria.
Oh my God. Euphoria.
Ocean Eyes into, I just couldn't believe when Ocean Eyes started what was happening. And then fucking video games, like Billy on video games, Billy's voice in Coachella, ringing through the air, singing that song on that stage. Good luck. Good luck to anyone else producing sound. Honestly. You flopped in the face of Billie Eilish singing video games at Coachella. If you produce sound, you lost the war. You're done. Stop speaking and singing.
If you were making any sound with your vocal cords in that moment,
honey,
you lost the war.
You lost this one. Take it home. Billie is such a freak and a half. Her voice is nuts.
Her voice is, yeah, nuts.
It was unreal. And also, I had to text Bowen pretty immediately after Lana said, because I think it's public apology time.
Well,
because to anyone out there who thought
careful,
this was a...
Go.
I'm just saying, anyone who listened to this and thought, oh, this is a great pop culture podcast, we have never given Lana the credit. And I want to take ownership of my own behavior. Okay. I just usually, and I'm not blaming you for this, it's just usually you would be the person to taste make for me in this way.
No.
And I'm surprised that you're not a Lana freak. I am a Lana freak now.
I think I am on the way to Lana freakdom. Can I just say, this is something that I think people can understand. And I think Lana fans, Lana gays can cop to.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something so like prohibitively passionate about a Lana Del Rey gay that they're like, the barrier of entry is high.
I know. I know what I'm doing here.
And if you come out and say, oh, I'm not like fully literate in Lana, then that is immediately disqualifying. And I think doesn't encourage you to explore further, because I think people start to get angry at you.
Yes, she has gay mafia.
She has gay mafia. It's similar to Barb's, maybe, to be fair. It's not similar to Swifties, where Swifties, even if there's a dilettante Swiftie who like crosses paths with them, a Swiftie is not gonna, hopefully not gonna be like, well, you don't deserve to be called that.
Right. Yeah, they can be like, oh, you started with 1989? Cute. Like, come here into my arms, wear a bracelet.
Like, Lana Gay will throw arsenic in your face.
Yeah, if you're not like fluent in Blue Bannisters, it's kind of over for the girls.
It's over. If you don't know the entire Kintsugi melody, if you don't know all 9 minutes of what's that song, Venice Bitch, then you are dead. But anyway, I would say I've been a dilettante Lana gay for this whole time, and I would love to make inroads to being a full-fledged Lana gay.
I think it's going to happen for both of us. And what I would ask for from our audience, that and maybe if there are some Lana gays out there that feel already, they feel their shoulders rising at this conversation, what we want to say is we acknowledge your authority. We acknowledge your authority.
We must sound so stupid right
we
now.
We kiss you.
I will say, I think the big moment for Lana, personally, where I was like, she might be one of the greatest songwriters of our generation, was Norman fucking Rockwell coming out. What was it, like 2019. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Because you know what? Norman fucking Rockwell, like, it is kind of Little Monsters, Put Your Weapons Down. It is what art pop kind of was trying to be. An album about art. An album about artists. An album about people, men, women, whatever, who are artists who are destructive and toxic, and about how art itself is destructive and toxic. Like, I fucking love that album. And I was like, whoa, something's happening here. Cinnamon Girl, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Also, like, Mariner's Apartment Complex, so fucking good. Doing time. Oh, it's a great album. Anyway.
I mean, out of my, like, weekend of really seeping in it, I'm actually a Lust for Life girly.
Oh, I love that.
I am really obsessed with a lot of songs on there. And also, I love Born to Die. I love her first album. And I realized, actually, when it came out, I did listen to it a lot. Because I'm literally sitting here and I'm like, oh, I'm off book on a lot of this. This must have been something I, like, let absorb in college. But really, truly, I think something did happen around that SNL performance that like did mar her in the minds of some like, you know, millennial gays that like aren't as smart as you, the Lana fan listening with your shoulders still raised. You, we kiss. We love you. We're obsessed. You are the authority. We're dumb. And we let the SNL performance derail us. That was our bad.
Yes. You know what derailed it for me for a bit was listening to National Anthem when that album came out with our good girl, Rachel Dorofsky. Uh-huh. It was me and Rachel were high off of our gourds in college, listening to National Anthem and laughing, crying tears at her singing, "Money is the reason we exist."
We exist.
Everybody knows it's a fact. It's a fact. Kiss, kiss. And we were like, that is the dumbest lyric ever written. And now... But see, now this is the thing. And like, this is what I wish I could tell myself back then in 2012. Like, wait, 4 albums. You're going to see it's her thing. It makes sense.
She's a character. Yeah.
People were telling me that back then, but I didn't realize it.
Yeah. You just thought, oh, this dummy.
This fucking dumbass writing about money, kiss. She made kiss, kiss rhyme with exist. This stupid idiot.
I love
it. But now I'm the stupid idiot.
I don't know where I was at back then. I was like, do I think this is ironic or not? I hope I did, but I can't recall literally it being around. I was never interacting with her. And then because I think the SNL thing like took up so much space, but I knew the album, I knew the music. But now when she's performing at Coachella, and by the way, her vocals are incredible.
Beautiful.
Like live, they're haunting. She's got such control. I love the amount of like character she plays when she sings. Like, yeah. I love, she's just very fucking creative. Obviously, just like, I now understand everyone being like,
right,
this is the one. Like, I remember years ago, even Kanye West, said like, no pop girl is doing it like Lana. She is leagues ahead. And I remember being like, what? He is crazy. And then now I'm like, oh, she really, and Billy at the end of their set together was like, this is the reason why half of us were even born, like giving all the credit, Video Games, a song that came out when she was 9.
Right.
You know, you realize like Lana Del Rey has been around. There are albums and albums. There is such a discography that she like, had, you know, 1/10 of the stuff you would want to hear up there on that stage, and not a moment wasted. It was fucking great.
I love that. I'm so, so happy you enjoyed it. I hope she feels some amount of, I mean, she's felt this multiple times in her career since the SNL performance, but like, I hope she's felt some vindication. And especially at Coachella, like that is a career peak for so many artists. And I'm not saying she's not going to ascend more heights, greater heights, but I hope she felt very, very proud, because that is a long game of like knowing that people are going to deliberately misunderstand you at first and then coming out on top.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there was a billboard on the way out there that referenced the SNL performance.
Oh, really?
Did I tell you this? There was a billboard that was like, it was some like biblical reference. Uh-huh. Like, and then the date of the SNL performance and the letters SNL. And Patrick was like, yeah, that's a Lana billboard. I'm like, is she still stuck on the SNL thing? Do you think she thinks about it?
Am I safe at my job? Are the Lana gays going to fucking storm the Capitol?
I think that all we're saying is love. I mean, I think that you are an ally now there.
But the Lana stans don't
By
care
association?
Who's there. I think the Lana stans, what if they just come and destroy us?
They're going to check us.
They're going to check us.
No, I want so badly to be part of the community. And all I want to do is come with my arms wide open. And if it means I have to disassociate from Bowen Yang, I will throw him off the bus. I will. Lana Gays, take me.
Well, can I tell you something that got in the way for me, for Lana personally? And it's maybe the stupidest, most unbased literally thing that I've ever acted on in my days as a pop stan.
I think you should, because whenever you share personal stories as a reason why you believe something, it helps the listener really understand you better. And I think that by sharing this personal anecdote, that we're going to come to a lot of understanding on the podcast.
Thank you for teaching me. This is something that I read on a message board at gagadaily.com.
Oh no.
And this was right before Art Pop came out, right after Lana kind of blew up. And there was apparently someone might have lied. Somebody lied to me several times on that message board and made allegations that Lana Del Rey was posting screeds on her Twitter and Instagram, but mostly Twitter at the time. This person said that Lana was out there being like, Lady Gaga sucks. Fuck you, you stupid bitch. Why are you collabing with Kendrick Lamar? All this stuff. And I was like, she's toast. She's dead to me.
You were lied to.
Lana Del Rey. I was lied to. I don't think there was any actual beef between Lana and Gaga.
It doesn't seem like there would be.
No. I don't know why. I think there is mutual love and respect there.
She kind of gives me the vibe of a character that I sometimes do called shy, toxic girl. Like a girl who's very shy, but the second you fuck with her, she can become very toxic.
I don't think you even have to fuck with her. I think she's kind of just toxic the whole time. If you just talk to her, she's shy. She will not make the first move in the conversation. But if you just so much as try to strike up conversation with her.
Toxic girl.
Do you want to try it? Do you want to do it now and show people what it is?
Sure. Try to approach me.
Okay. So Matt is kind of looking down, sipping his water, blank stare throughout the space. Hi there.
Me?
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
A lot of people here don't like you.
What? How do you know?
Yeah, you're Bowen Yang, right?
Did you take a poll?
No, I didn't have to. They were all saying it already.
Oh my God. They were offering it up to you.
Yeah. I'm really easy to talk to, apparently.
Not for me. I don't find that to be true, personally.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
That's shy, toxic girl.
That's shy, toxic girl for you. Try it with your friends. Although a lot of you probably don't even have to try. Our readership is so shy and toxic.
It's cold outside, it's boring inside, and I think the best thing to do when you go out is probably something you've never done before. Whether you're planning a special date or just need a break from the same old evening on the couch, we've got the inside scoop on the best way to get tickets to shows and other fun events in your city to Datix.
Todaytix is the best night out you haven't had yet, with the best value on tickets to amazing things going on all around you.
Getting tickets is as easy as ordering takeout, which, I don't know about you, but for me, gets so old sometimes, right, Matt?
Yeah, so old.
Just go in the Todaytix app or visit todaytix.com and scroll through their offerings.
There's stuff you've always wanted to check out and stuff you'd probably never even hear about otherwise. Then you check out in just a few taps and get your tickets sent right to your phone.
They've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and even the world.
And you can book a show in advance or be spontaneous and check out what's on for tonight.
Todaytix also gives you access to exclusive pre-sales, lotteries, and specially priced rush tickets.
Go to todaytix.com/dingdong and use promo code dingdong to get $20 off your first Todaytix purchase. That's promo code dingdong at todaytix.com/dingdong.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Everyone that came up at Coachella was so sweet. I loved meeting you guys.
Of course.
Wait, and can I tell you where I saw the most readers and Katie's? And in fact, someone, shout out to the cute gays who told me they were publicists, because I always remember my publicists, at Chapel Roan, who destroyed. That was the first show of the whole weekend. That was the tone setter.
Oh my
God.
It
was Chapel ascending in front of our eyes.
I'm so happy people were giving you the flowers you deserve, because you were king publicist for a second there for her.
Listen, it's all I can do to point someone to Chapel when she's there doing it all. Like, I mean, look at that. Like, every single time I see Chapel Roan, I leave thinking I was just a part of something special. That was the third time I've seen her. And apparently her streaming has gone way up since.
Something shifted.
Oh, yeah. Since even her performance, and obviously before that, like the Olivia Rodrigo tour of it all, like people are
Tiny Desk
finding Chapel, and the sky is the limit. The Tiny Desk was huge. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you haven't watched her Tiny Desk, you must. I love that she's committing to like this drag queen aesthetic. I think it's a blast.
But like slightly busted, like lipstick on the teeth.
100%.
You know?
And the new song, Good Luck, Babe, is really, really fucking good. And everyone was living singing it. The bridge is incredible. I told you so.
She is wailing.
Wailing. And the vocal is a real thing.
Yeah.
Producer Becca says her vocals. Yes.
God, that song is so good. It's giving like, I don't know, fucking Billy Idol and Kate Bush at the same time. Like, there's something so cool about the way she's like combining these sounds.
It's giving the gay pop that JoJo Siwa is claiming she's pioneering right now.
And she is. Don't you dare question.
No, I'm sorry. If we're afraid of the Lana gays, the JoJo gays come at me.
Oh, careful.
Listen, I don't know what is, I don't know what this new era is, but maybe it's just not for me, which is totally fine.
In about 12 years, this is exactly what happened with us and Lana. You're going to go,
we're going to be saying, how come I never gave JoJo the credit when she's headlining Coachella? Yeah.
You know she's on her way to headlining Coachella.
I love that. I will be there. And you're right. I'll be eating crow. I'll be eating humble pie.
Humble pie. Now, were you in the vicinity of Teresa Giudice meeting Taylor Swift?
No. But here's what I will say about that whole thing. When that picture... So, okay. Being at Coachella weekend one when Lana is headlining, and Sabrina's there. By the way, Sabrina was very cute. I love
She's
feathers.
Very cute.
Espresso, the music video is super cute. She was on the Coachella stage. I do have to say, I came from Chapel Roan, which was so special that the energy was just lower at the Sabrina show.
No problem.
She's adorable. She looks like Hayden Panettiere fucking year in the face. It's a head transplant. I am sure of it. So she is performing. And so Jack with Bleachers is also there. There's kind of just this looming thing of Taylor, right?
Mm.
Taylor has the album this week, you know, like Lana headlining. She had brought her up for the album of the year thing. The fact that Billy came out and not Taylor, I think everyone was holding their breath for Taylor to come out. And I left feeling like, oh, like Taylor will definitely come out next week then, like in Billy's place, like maybe the day her album comes out, Lana's headlining, Taylor comes out. But then people started talking like maybe there's some kind of like the vibe isn't very good between Lana and Taylor right now, because Taylor was like pictured in Sushi Park in Los Angeles and then came the next day and took pictures with like Teresa Giudice. You know, she was pictured more with Teresa Giudice at Coachella than Lana Del Rey. And she was definitely like at the Ice Spice show. So I don't know what message is trying to be sent here, or maybe it's just a girl at Coachella with her boyfriend and she really wanted to have sushi on Friday instead of see her friend headline, who she said was the reason why all the girls are popping off. But we'll see this week. I mean,
let's check back in a week.
Yeah, there was this anticipation that then became like a little like what's happening? And then she never did show up, but she was there.
She was there. Let's check back in a week about the new album.
Yeah.
I love that she's putting out a Kubler-Ross album, a Stages of Grief album.
I'm very into the theme so far.
I'm very into the theme.
And it's, do you see the songwriting credits? All Jack and Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Let's check back in, as we say. You never know what to expect with Taylor.
No, will we get Taylor or Taylor? Maybe a mix of both. Maybe.
Taylora.
Taylora. Have we ever had Taylora? Bravex Taylora.
That was the birth of Taylora. That was the birth of Taylora. She was so evenly Taylor and Taylor that she was
that Taylora. Midnights?
That was Midnights. Midnights.
When did Taylora happen? Okay. Cool, cool,
cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are just swimming in the music. Swimming in the music. I was just going to say, like, in conclusion for the Coachella thing, it was just like, it was nice to go to a music festival and see, like, oh, music is, like, in a really good space. Like, there's a lot of really cool artists. Like, I walked past this girl, Olivia Dean, and now I'm, like, such a fan. Like, you walk past and, like, you experience something cool and new, and it was, the vibes were very good. The weather was fucking perfect, and I was so happy to go.
I'm so happy to hear. Yeah. Snippet of new Billie song that she played for Zane Lowe.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah,
I mean, again, like, Billie has me in the palm of her hand right now.
I think this,
like,
is going to be a cunty album. All Love to Happier Than Ever, stripped down, jazzy, love it. But, like, I do miss the When We All Fall Asleep era. Like, fucking blast this at the club for me. Why don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I will say, off Happier Than Ever, I do love Oxytocin. That kind of gave something, like, yes, the first one. But I'm wanting sort of, like, a monster single from her that, like...
But she's not doing a monster single until after the album comes out. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I love that move, too. You know what? I am going back to my, like, Bagot roots. I bought the Judy at Carnegie Hall vinyl.
Go on.
I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, you know, Legendary Night. Yeah, yeah, people are like, it was the greatest concert ever. I'm like truly, like, literally, it has been called the greatest night. Mm-hmm. I think the greatest concert ever, or the greatest night ever, or whatever.
The greatest night of all.
The greatest night of all. Something, no, but I know you're being funny, but, like, it was something like that.
Yeah.
I think she's the first woman to win Album of the Year.
Judy Garland?
With Judy at Carnegie Hall.
Ooh.
I'm 90% sure I'm right about that, but that album won Album of the Year. In fucking, I think, 71? Oh, when did that album come out?
Are you checking, or should
Carnegie Hall.
Judy at Carnegie Hall. There are some Judy gays out there that are just as vicious as the Lana gays who know this year already.
Absolutely.
And they're listening to us do this, and they're saying, oh my God.
Please correct the record. I meant 1961. I was a whole decade off.
Yeah.
The album won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, making Garland the first woman to win the award.
Bowen, wow. You knew so many of the elements of that fact. And I just want to say that. Like, I know you're going to beat yourself up for the 1971 of it all, but you knew so many elements of that fact.
Thank you. Thank you. But can we give it up for Judy?
100%.
These people in that room are some of the luckiest people in the world.
Yeah. That was a moment in history. Was that, like, an eventized thing at the time? I guess so. Yeah. It was Judy at Carnegie Hall. So then it's like, was it like a big night?
It was like, imagine, like, Beyonce doing one show that was going to be a retrospective of her entire career in a 4,000 or 5,000 seat space.
You have to try to go to these things if you can. You have to go see live music. That's just how I feel. Like, so many times this weekend, I was like, I am so fucking thankful I saw that. Like, I may have seen The Last Time No Doubt Ever performs together at Coachella. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I will say, I'm sort of skipping around this. Doja Cat didn't give what I wanted.
Oh, that's too bad. That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, she did a lot of the last album, and she did Demons, and she had this bit where all of her dancers were covered in blonde hair, and she had this long blonde wig, and that was really great. But she didn't do any of, like, the more poppy stuff, and I would have loved some of that.
Well, she has a complicated relationship with that.
She seems tortured about it.
Like, I think she did say so at a show recently and was like, come on, cash grab! And you're like, but that wasn't a cash grab at the time, because you were writing that when you were still up and coming. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, her relationship to her old music is whatever she wants it to be. I do remember the days when she was, like, just an algorithm artist to me. She had an EP out. She had a song called Go to Town that I loved, and a really awesome music video. This was before Moo. I was with Doja pre-Moo.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This is crazy.
I do remember you, again, tastemaker. Like I said before, you were the one who showed me Moo.
Not so much anymore. I used to be pretty... I used to keep my ear to the ground on these things. Yeah. Much better than I do now. But like pre-Moo, I was like, you gotta listen to this girl, Doja Cat. She can rap, she can sing, like all these things. And then I do like Scarlett a lot. I do hope for the day soon when she is able to like reckon with the multitudes of styles that she's kind of like played in. And so yeah. And bring them all together and not have those be at war with each other.
Yeah. My thing is like, if you don't like the music, then sure, don't do it. But let's not act like cooler than the pop thing that like has brought a lot of people to that stage to watch you. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And also they're great fucking songs.
They're amazing
like,
songs.
They're great songs. Like, I don't know. And this is assuming again that she doesn't like Say So, but if she said what you just said, then like, I don't know. I think probably a note for that type of person would be to be less online and care less about what people say, because you obviously loved the song or liked the song a lot, at least at one point, enough to make a lot of other ones like it even and do that for a while. So to shirk it off like that is, I think, a shame.
She even did that with Planet Her. And I'm like, I thought that was like the Imperial Phase album. And that yeah. for an Imperial Phase album, that is an excellent fucking record.
I think Doja may be a little more bothered than she wants people to think.
I do think she's very online, and that's yeah. okay. Who among us isn't? But I hope it's something that like is overcome. Very Perfect Blue vibes, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, very. And also I want to say what she did was excellent. It was just a lot of, it felt like an art installation and not a show.
No problem. People do that.
Yeah, people do that all the time.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it.
I want to shout out, I love the Maggie Rogers album a lot.
Oh yeah, I saw you spinning it. Talk on this.
It's just really lovely, tight, perfect, like upstate driving music, which I told her to her face. I was like, Don't Forget Me had just come out. I'd taken my trip to Wildflower Farm and that song came out. And then I got to do this thing at Carnegie Hall with her, speaking of Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell her, I was like, congrats on the new singles. They're great. Don't Forget Me was like blasting in my car on the way upstate. And it was perfect. And she like looked at me and was like, that is exactly what I was going for with this album. I was like, oh, great. Then I can't wait to hear it. And then she even makes an allusion to driving upstate. Give it a twirl. It's really good.
I will, because that's when I first fell in love with her, was an upstate moment.
Did I introduce Maggie Rogers to you too?
No. Actually, I think you probably were a reinforcer, but I do remember it was on in the car. And the person that had introduced Maggie Rogers to us was Mike Kelton on this podcast.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're so right.
This was before this was, I think, only...
It was right after the Pharrell moment.
The Pharrell thing had been out, yes. And he had maybe heard a couple other songs, but pre the album, because I remember then we were proficient in her enough, again, to bring back proficiency, to be like, oh, yeah, she has a lot of new music. And then I fell in love.
Well, I played you the album because the album had just come out when we went upstate. And then I think...
Yeah.
I'm not taking any credit for like reintroducing you to her, but I do remember like being like, oh, Matt, you would love the full album.
Yes. And then we were also there when she did SNL. She did Falling Water and Light On.
And she did Light On.
So that was a fucking huge record for her. Mm. I loved Light On so much. It was like the song I needed to hear at the time. That was like after Henry and I broke up. And aww. I was trying to get... That was at the end of our... We had like a hard summer. And then that was that fall.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at you now.
Yeah, girl.
Oh.
I did good since then. my marijuana has enveloped my mind now. So listen, talk to me about this. OJ Simpson is dead.
I saw a headline that... He was saying that he told an interviewer once that it's hard for me to live in LA because at any moment I could be sitting next to the person who, quote, did it.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, this man is still out here denying.
I could still be sitting next to the person who did it at any time. Like, and that's
what?
You were a fucking crazy man. Goodbye, OJ.
Bye.
I was at Coachella when I found out you died. Patrick and I were like, House and I were like, we're always like...
Somewhere. Someone dies always when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Kobe died.
Oh, I was very much at home when Kobe died. That was sad.
Who died when you were on vacation? Didn't someone die when we were in Palm Springs?
Someone died. Betty White died when we were in Mexico City.
Yes.
Someone did die when we were in Palm Springs.
We shouldn't be having fun. When we have fun, it's too powerful. People drop.
Oh, God. People drop.
People drop when I drop in.
A lot of people were on vacation when Betty White died because it was New Year's Eve.
Yeah, okay. We all share in the blame of Betty White's death. We couldn't keep Betty White alive. How fucking dare we?
How dare we? OJ Simpson is dead. What else?
We don't know where Clarence Thomas is.
Right.
He didn't show up to court.
If you're not going to show up to court, then what are we supposed to do?
I mean, yeah, we were just talking in the car about this because we were talking about the Clarence Thomas of it all. And I was like, this is not my I Don't Think So, Honey, but I Don't Think So, Honey, lifetime appointments. That doesn't make any fucking sense. And it makes me so annoyed when I realize, like, we have, like, a certain set of rules that, like, no one can question that are so stupid. It is so dumb for someone to have a lifetime appointment to anything.
I thought we were supposed to not have that anywhere. Whatever, I'm so stoned. I don't care.
Bowen and I have a problem with the way the Supreme Court works, okay? And we're here to Las Culturistas to talk about it.
Oh.
Welcome back to another episode of Talking Biden. Our podcast slowly transforms over the next 6 months into Talking Biden.
No, I can't.
But
think
Bowen,
about
we
these
have
things.
To do. We have to do what we can.
We can't. We can't do this.
We will be renaming the podcast Talking Biden.
If anyone thinks we're being serious, please. There was something I wanted to asterisk earlier, like disclaim, be like, we're not being serious here. but I forget what it is, and I am just going to live with the consequences.
There's a disclaimer on this whole podcast, okay?
That's what I want to say.
It should be called Las Culturistas Disclaimer. We are two dummies, often this high, talking about tunes. They're just tunes.
They're just,
tunes. And they're just characters that sing them. Are they real people? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm very much looking forward to being with you in Los Angeles when this Taylor album drops.
Yeah.
My fantasy is we will be playing it and we will be on the floor staring at the ceiling.
I'm literally in the room where we're going to be playing it. And the vibes in here for listening to music are so good because my apartment is so kind of small. So the music stays in a contained space.
No,
that's what makes
Matt.
The sound even better. Yes, this is actually musicology. Prince was my teacher. When you listen to music in a very small room, this, especially with a carpet, the sound gets soaked up. And especially on vinyl. But we won't be able to listen to it on vinyl, will we?
I think we don't have to stay locked into this plan. Necessarily.
You want to go watch it at Jared's because he has a quote-unquote house.
Watch it.
I get it. Listen to it, I mean.
Listen, I'm not going to be picky.
You know what we are calling from the spirits of Taylor? What we are calling by doing this, you being in LA and us being together for the first time we listen to it, what we are calling is folklore-esque.
It's folklore.
Yeah, we are calling that forward. We really are.
It's better than when Folklore came out because when Folklore came out, we were at Greta Tiedemann's house. And she and Sudi were making too much noise.
They were making way too much noise in the home that Greta owned. And I was like, you know what? Stop. This is not about you and the house that you own and have paid for it. This is about us.
You don't live by your own rules in your house.
This is about us having an experience listening to Taylor Swift.
That was a really special night. Also, can I say one of the first nights during the pandemic when we ate dinner outside. We were being very like, you know, COVID era, social distancing.
We were like, it's a weird world, but it's a new world. We're eating outside on the street.
But then we kind of broke the rules and we're like, maybe we should go inside. We've all been feeling okay the last like week or so, right? Let's just go inside. Thankfully, no one got COVID.
Yeah, and it was five
okay.
of us.
It was five of us.
When did that album come out? Was it July 2020?
July 2020.
Yeah.
I will never forget.
Okay, so July 2020, people started rolling the dice, okay? Let's just say it. People started eating inside in groups of four.
Period.
Period. And you did it. You did it, Lana Del Rey fan. Drop your shoulders. Don't be so upset. We want to be with you. We want to be with you. More than anything.
Oh, wait, I got a clip of Lana singing The Grants, that first track off of Did You Know There's a Tunnel? Under Ocean Avenue.
Amazing.
I'm gonna do like that thing with the three singers. Oh,
yes. It was really special.
Like magical.
And there's such incredible musicians around her too.
Yeah.
I also want to say she looked unbelievable. She
I
looked
love
like
that shimmery dress.
A movie star. And the way that she came out was like her riding in on the motorcycle, like so unbothered. And then her literal last song was Young and Beautiful. And then just gets on the motorcycle and rides out. Like, no fanfare, just like, bye, with her little smile on. And the last question she asked the audience was, will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Got on the motorcycle and left. And I said, something for us all to think about. My answer will be yes, Lana.
Yes. Here's a question. Is this the year of Gatsby? Gatsby is somehow back. Young
can it
and
be
beautiful?
The year of country and the year of Gatsby at the same time? How can we make this happen?
I don't know. I mean, did cowboys exist in the 20s? Who's to say? Who's to say? I think they were invented in 2001.
Yeah. I think it was when Madonna did
music.
She started cowboys. Ugh. She really was first.
She really was. Wait a minute. You know who did an amazing parody of the music video on Mad TV was Mo Collins. Mo Collins doing Madonna on Mad TV goes underappreciated. Can we give it up for Mo Collins, period?
It's a movement, not a moment.
It's a movement, not a moment.
I said that after every single set of Coachella.
And you were right every time.
Each time.
Now, I want to shout. I'm impassioned. because I want to shout out randomly as fuck, but not undeservedly.
Do it.
Mo Collins, Will Sasso, Deborah Messing, Nicole Sullivan, Alex Borstein, Stephanie Weir,
Deborah Ari Messing. Spears.
I said Deborah Wilson, didn't
you
I?
You said Deborah Messing.
Scratch that. Take Deborah Messing off. Mad TV had a goated cast.
Yeah, they really
let's
did.
Let's leave it at that. Oh, those are right some there. Funny fucking people.
They all had it all. They did.
But Mel Collins did a parody of music by Madonna, and it was about my movies makes Roger Ebert want to die. It was like so stupid.
It was about her bad reviews.
Ugh. It was about her movies being bad.
See, Mad TV, you guys had a talented cast, but you really did do some pretty mean stuff. You guys were mean. There was no reason to say the things that you said sometimes. You should be ashamed of yourself. So if we just named you, sit in shame for an afternoon.
No.
Sit in shame. Yeah.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Do you need to be part of the next pop culture moment? Are you scared of missing out on once-in-a-lifetime experiences? From can't-miss music festivals to international fashion shows to your favorite celeb's favorite restaurant, staying in the know can be so expensive. Don't let your finances hold you back from living your best life.
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. It's Intuit.com. Let's get into it. It's time for I Don't Think So, Honey.
We're
making this a quick hour today.
We have some interesting episodes and guests coming up. Let's
just say the form's going to be a little broken here and there. And you know, Bo, you're coming to town to do one of these. Maybe we should do, after we've listened to the album, maybe we should discuss the album live so we can have an episode that is like a Tortured Poets Department episode, and then potentially try to get someone else from LA to hop on.
Love that idea.
And then we got to do our iconic 400 at some point. Yes, we continue to miss it.
We have blown past 400 so long ago.
Yeah.
This is I Don't Think So, Honey. This is where we take 1 minute to rail against something in culture. Matt, do you have something?
I have something.
Okay, I do. I'm very glad that we are both locked and loaded. This is Matt Rodgers. Yeah. I Don't Think So, Honey. This time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, that T-Pain was put in the Heineken house, which had an exclusive cap on it because it's a little house. Put T-Pain on a major stage.
Yes.
Dave and I wanted to be throwing ass at T-Pain. We were so excited. Ugh. And then we went over. He started playing at the same time during Bleacher's set. We were so mesmerized. We could not pull ourselves away. So then we arrive late to T-Pain, which looked like the party. And I don't think so, honey, that it was in the Heineken house, which is probably a lovely house. I'm sure full of laughter and Heineken and enjoyment, because everyone came out beaming ear to ear, shaking their ass after what T-Pain had done to them. But I don't think so, honey, that not everyone could see it. Put T-Pain on the outdoor stage. Wanna buy you a drink? That's where my voice is at. And it would have been even worse had I seen T-Pain, but I don't think so, honey, we'll never know.
That's 1 minute. Can we just say, first of all, I'm so sorry you could not get into the Heineken house.
I would have loved to see T-Pain.
T-Pain is someone who has committed himself to spreading joy.
Thank you so much for that.
I'm dead ass. Buy you a drink.
You're right.
And I'm about to be dead ass even more. You a drink was one of the pieces of culture that made me say culture is for me. There was something about that song going number one and being the song of the summer 2006, 7, I want to say.
Yep.
Where I was like, I am tapped into the culture here. I'm loving this as much as everyone else is. I'm going to dance to this at the Chinese school Sunday with the Chinese school Sunday crowd. I'm going to shake my ass to this at homecoming. I'm going to shake my ass to this with the straight kids, the gay kids, everyone in between.
And ongoing forever. Because guess what? In the year of our Lord 2024, that Heineken house was packed.
It surprises me not at all that that was the place to be at Coachella.
I mean, well, unfortunately, it was at the same time as Bleachers, which was the simultaneous place to be. And so
we love Bleachers. T-Pain, though, T-Pain is something very, very special.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean this with an ounce of irony. I love T-Pain. Oh,
you're in tears. You're in tears. Bowen is actually about to cry.
It's like I'm talking about Conan all over again. T-Pain and Conan do share that, though. Like, smart people who want to spread joy. I'm serious.
100%. No, listen. If I could have snuck into the Heineken house, I would have. Heineken is getting a lot of play on the episode, so I should also say thank you, Absolute. You were an amazing partner.
Oh, we love Absolute.
To go with Absolute. You have a deep love from Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Thank you for everything you've done for us for the world and for the drinking community. Absolute vodka. Bowen Yang, you have your I Don't Think So Honey ready, locked and loaded and ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, period. This is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, me being mentioned in all the Dr. Dillaman news that has just been announced at CinemaCon that the great, inimitable Peter Dinklage will be joining us as our Dillamond.
Yes.
I had to sit on that news for a while, and the best I could do was go on Watch What Happens Live and say, so far, Dillamond is an amazing puppeteer named Louisa who was incredible on set and was on little crutches, getting into goat position, goat posture, going into the goat lilt and the goat timbre and doing Dillamond's lines and being a fucking pro at it. I could not reveal that I was Peter Dinklage. Maybe we were still casting for the part. I say we as if I was involved in that process.
15 seconds.
Also, I Don't Think So Honey, Andy Cohen, what is your deal with Dr. Dillaman anyway? Why do you hate Dillaman so much?
He's
a goat? Feels kind of weird to me. What's your deal with goats? Goats are gorgeous, peaceful creatures that might be loud every now and then, but are ultimately very important to the agricultural world.
And that's 1 minute. One thing I know about Andy Cohen is he's a speciesist.
Yeah, that tracks.
He's a speciesist. He's a huge speciesist. He thinks that humans are just better.
And that is, we all know that is a not true.
Shaking my head at
could
that
it
one.
Could be me. SMDH at that one.
SMDH. I'm looking forward to Peter Dinklage's performance. Did you always know? No. It was truly just Louisa. I think Peter will be an absolute joy to listen to as the goat. I don't know.
I never want to do an interview ever again or be asked about anything because all I said was, we had a puppeteer. She was amazing. Then people ran that story and said, it's going to be played by a woman. Not true.
Then
people ran with that story, and the fucking queer scuttlebutt from that point on was, it's going to be Adina? Oh. Why would it make any sense for Adina to play Diliment?
No, you guys are, that's the queer scuttlebutt gone awry. The queer scuttlebutt went awry on that one. And it often does. And I want to say, I'm not commenting on anything, but if there was any queer scuttlebutt news about me, none of that was true.
Oh, let's just address that queer scuttlebutt from me right now.
Oop.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
Some of these people out there who are acting up better stop. That's it.
There you go. And we're not talking to you, the Lana Gays. We just want to reinforce that we want to be with you.
We love you.
We respect you. We acknowledge your hard yards, your years of dedication. Yeah. We are but neophytes.
We are but neophytes.
Well, this was the queer scuttlebutt as of this week on Talkin' Biden. And it's important that us queer voices really raise up at this time.
Yeah. And disclaimer, we are not talking Biden. That is just a fun pseudo era that we're in right now. That is not real.
Yeah, that's not real. I think the podcast will stay Las Culturistas for years to come. And that is something that I'm galvanized about as we head towards, I don't even know what it is, our 410th, 11th, 12th episode. We could be at 466. We truly stopped counting. Our producers and us individually, and you know, head of content Hans, we literally all have a different number what we think it is. That's an interesting phenomenon that's happening.
Very interesting.
So it's sort of becoming a thing of the 400th episode will sort of just drop one day, and it will be beautiful and it will be plentiful.
Yes. I mean, not since the Bible has there been so many differing accounts and points of view of the same story. And the story is 400th episode, one person's Matthew, one person's John, one person's Luke. I don't know what the...
And they never could get it together.
No.
Those disciples, they never could get it together. It's actually Rule of Culture number 8.
Those disciples, they never could get it together.
We end every episode with a song. It's you,
it's you, it's all for you.
You can sort of sing it like Gaga and it works.
Yeah.
Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you.
It's sort of giving a million reasons.
Yeah. We've talked about the Joker 2 trailer. Next time.
Oh my God. That was good.
Bye.
Bye.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.